The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fallen Fives radio show, your weekly roundup of the best in fall-related music. This week, we're going to begin with a live recording from 2006 that sees the largely American Dudes lineup in action. We'll be right back. What About Us, recorded at a festival performance in Oslo, the name of which I can't really pronounce, in August 2006. There are several recordings from this performance available on YouTube, and they're all well worth a listen, especially the versions of Sparta and Mountain Energy. Martin Brammer's Blue Orchids released a new album a few weeks ago called Speed the Day, and it's excellent. Certainly a candidate for album of the year so far for me. The track I'm going to play is a cover of a track by American jazz rock outfit Chicago, who I must confess I only know via their schmaltzy 1976 hit If You Leave Me Now. This is 25 or 6 to 4. Five or six to four by the Blue Orchids. Speed the Day is available on Bandcamp for only £8, and I would say that it's well worth the investment. Okay, here's a track from one of the plethora of full compilations that came out in the late 90s. Feel Voxish, an alternative version taken from the Receiver compilation Fiend with a Violin. Now, if you use any of the streaming sites, you'll be aware that the Blue Orchids, who I played earlier, are one of those bands that are often suggested to you if you listen frequently to The Fall. Here's another one that Spotify suggests. This is Swell Maps with Blam.
You lives inside my brain. Keep on playing your little games. Your permits expire, but you lost your nerve. What are you doing? You said you loved me. Playing games is all you can do. I've played up my war for you. This slavish film conscience gone underground, but then what are you doing? You said you loved me.
No.
No Bulbs, a version recorded for Janice Long's Radio 1 show in September 1984. A song that was requested by regular listener Gareth Copping, and I hope you enjoyed that, Gareth. Here's another one of those Spotify suggestions for four listeners. Rhythm of Cruelty by Magazine, taken from their second album, 1979's Secondhand Daylight. Now, I like the new Blue Orchids LP so much that I feel the need to play another song from it. This is The Pebble.
Walked away.
Marooned by Wire, another band that Spotify suggests for those who listen to The Fall. I chose that one because it was pointed out to me by Griff from the Fall Online forum that the Blue Orchid's The Pebble that I played before sounds distinctly similar in places. Now for this week's My Special Fall Song feature, and this week's guest is David Hughes.
It must be hard to have a favourite Fall song, it really must. But I do have some of which I never tire, which continue to resonate and reveal new things to me. So I'm selecting Winter, open brackets, Hostel, hyphen, Maxi, close brackets, as my selection for the Fall in Fives podcast. As far as Fall songs go, it's about as simple as you get on first listen. Steve Hanley lays down a bass line like the slowed down beat of an arrhythmic heart, laser added and the magic happens. Winter is the bridge of one of my preferred Fall albums, Hex Induction Hour, if a bridge can be full of emptiness. Rather than changing the track listing to accommodate 60 minutes on two sides of vinyl, Contrary Smith once again did the unexpected and dissected a song. Anybody else would have shuffled a track list. A tale of two parts, the mad kid 2 weeks ago and now. Something's happened to him. But like the song, that bit's missing. Apparently the master tape did not turn up under his bed, so he may never hear the full, complete version. For me, Marky Smith used to be a folk singer. He'd observe his world and turn it into lyrics. But instead of forlorn love, hangings and sheep fairs, he's singing cryptically about post-industrial Northern England. I guess as his health let him down, he did the same, but his world had shrunk to television, local newspapers and the people around him. I don't think he ever went to Venice with the girls. If you read about this song, the mad kid is often the protagonist. I never heard it like that. For me, this is a stumbling walk, late afternoon down a northern street as the Christmas party turns out. It's winter. There's a hostel for the alcoholics, the cars and Austin Maxi. The protagonist is the viewer, the recorder. This is not about what is seen, it's about what lies beneath. Entrances are uncovered, and unseen knowledge revealed in a baffling code involving lights. I came to Hex in the mid-80s, having seen them at Clitheroe. Winter used to annoy me. It was bad enough getting up to turn over the record, but the song hadn't even finished. It didn't have the frayed punk urgency which I wanted then. I think it even used to bore me. Now it never fails to draw me in and I never tire of it. Smith created a world in a song like a strange painting. Like Blake, he's looking for the beauty and hermetic secrets of the mundane, like a rich painting. Despite its cruel edit, I prefer the album version to the Peel session. It has more urgency and the delivery is more acerbic. He's not yet worked off the spleen and yes, he probably is hungover. So here's my choice of an essential Fall song, a cryptic walk into the gloaming of Salford in the early 80s. Timeless, a time capsule. Nothing sounded like this before, and any attempts to imitate it have always failed.
Entrances uncovered, a street signs you never saw. All entrances delivered. Go
courtesy went on. Entrances on cupboards, street signs you never saw. All entrances delivered. Entrances uncovered, street signs you never saw. Got money in the library. A working office hangover, 3:30. Get the spleen at 3:50, but it's 3:30. About seven.
know that David chose the Hostel Maxi first half in his contribution, but I couldn't resist playing my merged version of both halves of the song. Apologies to any purists that I may have irked. Many thanks to David. I thought that was a particularly thoughtful and interesting contribution. Here's the last of this week's Spotify suggestions. Credit in the Straight World from Young Marble Giant's outstanding album Colossal Youth, coincidentally recorded in the same studio where The Fall recorded Fiery Jack, which happens to be just down the road from where I live. The song was covered by Courtney Love's band Hole on their album Live Through This as well. Right, to conclude this week's show, this is an expansive and joyful version of Life Just Bounces, recorded at the Manchester Roadhouse in March 1995. Thanks for listening.
prescriptions filled, but our show of ills contains acid that with a tail lip written out is. But I tell you, let your spouses, so don't you get worried at all. So don't you get worried at all.
The pipe's flaking you there. It's been the same behavior for a while.
The walls, and I find out that my problems are really small. They're really small. I don't show you a night of fear.
The pipe's placing mid air. It's been a strange behavior for a pipe.
So don't you get worried at all. And let your spouses, so don't you get worried at all. And Dr. Boris says that you are very ill. And your partner is in the region of your soul. So don't you get worried at all. At all. At all. At all. At all. At all.
behave yourself like for you.
Fives Radio Show.